If you're ready, then I hit the record button. I want a sound test from each of you. We're going to go in order of age, which means either Joe or Danger Lee goes first. Because I don't care which order, as long as it's an order.
All right, I'm youngest.
Okay, you're done. That's good. I'm fine. Double barrel.
I'm the middle child.
Yeah, you both are, you and your son. No, you and me. I don't know. Dad, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, that's your sound test. Good job, guys. Here we go.
All right.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode. Episode 121 of Just Be Cousins. I am one of your hosts, and with me in the virtual studio is not only my cousin from another brother, but the same grandmother, but also his father and my father, who were the sons of that grandmother who was their mother. And that's all I got. Pretty much blew my wad
that was 20 seconds.
That
was pretty good, man. Except yeah. I think the brothers and the mothers and the grandmothers got a little mixed up there.
Yeah, well, we are from a part of the world where mixing up your brothers with your mothers and your cousins and other lovers is, you know, par for the course. Speaking of par, dads, y'all love golf, don't you? When's the last time you golfed, either of you?
Any golfing? Well, I know my brother Daryl golfed just a week ago in a huge tournament.
Really? Were you in it legally, Uncle Daryl? Uncle Double Barrel?
Well, both of you guys were at the Christ family reunion.
Oh, you guys didn't know that's our last name, did you?
Oh.
Yeah, our last name is now Christ. Well, it always has been. But you guys are forgetful. You're getting a little older, so I thought I'd remind you of your last name. Yeah.
But
it's Christ.
You were both there at the reunion?
Uncle Jesus says hi.
Uncle Jesus.
He's a great guy, by all accounts.
Actually, he says hola, because he goes by Jesus, but you know.
Yeah.
But you guys were both there, and Dad, you golfed at the Christ Family Golf Tournament?
No, I had to leave to get back to one, so.
Oh,
I see.
The day we got back, I played golf.
How'd you do?
I hit the ball, it went away from me.
Hey, all right. And I just want to remind our listener that, yes, the only thing more boring than watching golf is talking about it on a podcast without even any visuals, but too fucking bad, that's what we're going to do. Because
well,
this is a random
actually,
show.
I want to keep talking about golf for a moment, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go for it. No, not at all, yeah.
So when I was 19, I went to one of these Christ family reunions, and it's down south.
Yeah.
And I joined the golf tournament, and I got last place because I stink on ice at golf. And I got the biggest trophy that had, like, an idiot with a bent golf club on top.
Well, let me just
and I was really proud of that. I think, Dad, you might still have that trophy stored away for me somewhere.
God, I hope I do.
Don't.
Yeah, well, it was wonderful. But, Dad, you were telling me a story that you went to one of these. You were doing a family golf tournament, and you had the prized driver, right?
Well, yeah. Matter of fact, I got some closure on that this reunion. Actually, it was probably 10 or 15 years ago. We were doing a little driving contest off the hill there down south on the farm, and this little. Kid, I don't know most of the family. I take it he was related. He was his name was Gordon, and he wanted to borrow my driver to hit the ball off the hill and see if he could, you know, participate.
And Gordon Christ was what, 15 at the
Gordon
time?
Gordon Christ was 15 at the most. So anyway, he took my driver and he swung really hard at the ball and hit the ground and busted my driver in half. And I was tearing up a little bit and crying, and I wanted him dead then. And but oh, I think you held me back. Thank God, you know, I'd still be in jail today. And but anyway,
I
was just sitting there
at
this year's reunion, and I saw an older gentleman, you know, probably in his late 20s, walk by, and a chill went up my back. I just didn't feel right. And I went, what's that kid's name? What's the guy's name that just walked by? And then someone said, well, that's Gordy. That's Gordon. And I went, that's
Jesus Christ.
Kid.
It's yeah. Gordon Christ.
Gordon Christ. And so anyway, I had to confront him and see if he remembered how he ruined my life. And so I said, hey, do you remember, you know, a decade or more ago when we were playing golf up here and you both broke a golf club? And he goes, yeah, I do remember that. And I said, well, that was my golf club. And he goes, ah, shit. I'm sorry. and I guess that was the right thing to say because I forgave him at that moment. Life went on and we shook hands but I'll never talk to him again. But it was very, very easy.
Aren't family reunions great?
They are. It's a time to bond.
It know, is. Really. It's just so
yeah,
good.
I was asking Dad questions about this family reunion because I haven't made it to one since I was 19. And this made me laugh. I said, Dad, so, you know, you meet, there's, I think, maybe 100 people show up and there's like 125 cousins and, you know, nieces and nephews. There's just shitloads of people in this family, enough to where you don't, right? I mean, there's a lot of them. You couldn't name them all. You couldn't recognize their faces. Could you name every single one of them?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, this is Dan we're dealing with. Oh, Danger Lee Daniels. He knows all of them.
Yeah, but would you do it from a list or would you from memory?
From memory.
Because you could sit here right now and go, Dave, Reginald, Felix, Samantha, and we'd be like, okay, we don't know.
I could do that, but that's not any of their names.
Exactly. I was being ironic.
Yeah, Dave Christ, Felix Christ, yeah. Sheila Christ.
Yeah.
But I said, hey, Dad, all these people, do you meet interesting people there? And there's a long pause, and he's like, yeah, maybe. I'm like, well, you know, I feel like maybe we're kind of an intelligent people. What do you say? Have you met some pretty sharp fellows? What do you think about that? And he was like, well, actually, I feel like maybe for the most part, the intellect isn't at a high quality. I think is what he said. I think he was just talking shit.
No, I'm going to agree with him.
Smart people there, but I don't know. It made me laugh.
I think everybody in the family.
The intellect was not impressive at our family reunion.
Everybody, Joe, everybody in the family is funny, for sure.
I think, to be honest, the combined IQ of the Christ family is still just double digits. And that's added together.
Yeah. No, but seriously, my dad's mom, the grandmother that we are the same, Joe, you and I, honestly think that she was the one who brought a little bit of brain power into the family. Because up to that point, you know, there's a story, and I'm not making this up, there's a story about how when our people arrived to this country, they didn't have a lot going for them, so they dug the women into a cave for one winter so they could go make some money to keep them alive. Now, granted, I was told that story by my grandmother, so it might not be true. But my point is, your dad is not exaggerating, Joe, when he goes to our family reunion. And I love these people, by the way. I love them, except for the ones who vote for Trump. I guess that means I don't like any of them. But the point is, no, intellect is not our thing.
Well, let me ask you, Dan, what's the percentage of all the people there, how many people are Trump voters?
Well, as I took a sort of a straw man poll, because I was very interested about who would vote for Trump and who wouldn't, and I was quite surprised to find out how liberal the family is. Actually, out of, as you said, the 120 people who normally attend these functions, only about, let me see, was 118 voted for Trump, which wasn't bad. Yeah,
we are some radical. We're a radical ass family.
Actually, I'd like to edit that out. Let me go back on that. Actually, of the 120 people that were there, only 6 voted for Trump because the other 114 didn't vote.
Okay, well, yeah,
but they sit in admiration of Trump.
Without having
the motivation to vote. If they would have voted, it would have been Trump. But you're saying only 6 people voted at all, and it happened to be.
Well, there is voter registration requirements, like signing your name, and that's it. Okay, yeah.
Well, that's a tall order.
It is for us. Hey, we don't want to go off on a political slant, and I will do that for us. So now that we've been on for 10 minutes, there's something I want to talk about real quick, sort of let everybody who's listening, all one of us. By the way, shout out to my homeboy, G-Money. I'm going to call him G-Sexy. My homeboy, G-Sexy, down in Portland. He knows who he is. He's been listening to the show lately and giving me good feedback, so shout out to him.
G-Sexy.
Yeah, G-Sexy. G-Money. G-Brainy. Talk about a smart guy. But moving on, this is not a Father's Day episode, even though Father's Day is like next Sunday, right? This is not a Father's Day episode. We did a Mother's Day episode, and what we did, dads, I don't know if you're aware of this, what we did is we didn't invite them on, but we made an episode that they could listen to, that they would be proud of. It was like very little cursing and wholesome subjects, you know. We didn't talk about, you know, we did not talk about gummy worms out of the asshole of a porn star. We didn't talk about that. We have talked about that, but we didn't this time.
Skipped that topic for once.
Yeah, but
you know, I sang a song about chocolate cake.
Yeah,
it was
nice. That was a good song too. We'll have to talk about that cake. But we don't have to make an episode that our dads would be proud of, right? Because I think they're already proud. If I wanted to make my dad, tell me if this is right. If I was going to make my dad proud, I would tell him, "Hey, Dad. Guess what? Sandra Bullock listened to our podcast and she thought it was okay." And that would make my dad proud. He'd be like, "What, Sandra Bullock? Really? All right. Good job, son." That's what he would say. Am I right, Dad? Would that make you proud?
I'm going to need a moment by myself now.
I'm going to take that as a yes. So Joe, what do you think would make your dad proud, podcast-wise speaking? And I'm putting you on the spot.
Well, you know what? You know what would make him proud is if maybe we improved the format of this podcast. You know what we should do is introduce our dads.
I did at the beginning. I introduced them.
We just started
talking. I introduced them at the beginning, and they've been on the show. Hey, if you're listening to this show and you don't know who our dads are, just go back and listen to the whole back. Listen to the previous 120 episodes, you lazy fucker.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, but you know, in case anyone's confused, Danger Lee Daniels. That's your dad, my uncle, and then we have Double Barrel Daryl.
Yeah.
My dad, Jason's uncle.
What are his other names? I always forget. Double Barrel is my preferred sobriquet for the individual.
Let me see. Dad's whole name is something like this. It's the Steamroller Dougie Fresh Double Barrel Doorway to Hell Deadwards.
There we go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Christ.
We shorten it up to Double Barrel Daryl.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. I thought it was a Father's Day a theme, so I actually wrote a quick poem.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear the poem. Do you need background music?
Oh, not at all.
No?
It's a very short poem. Anyway, I thought I'd do on the sound test, but your sound tests go way too fast. So
yeah,
I'll do it now. Here it goes. Father's Day is like no other. Because, come on, guys, we're motherfuckers.
That's it!
And there's the applause.
It's beautiful.
That was beautiful. Yeah, you are. We had a motherfucker episode, if anybody needs to go hear that. But you're right.
This is the real motherfuckers poem. Episode.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I thought this was a Father's Day episode, but let's call it the motherfuckers episode. Motherfuckers part two.
Well, it's sort of like, it's not so much that we're going to talk about fathers per se, so that our fathers are on here. We're going to talk about whatever random shit comes up, right? Like, women's World Cup soccer is going on right now, huh? We can talk about that. Got nothing to do with fathers.
13 goals.
Oh, see, and even one of us knows what's going on, because I really did not have any idea. 13 goals already?
13 goals in one friggin' game. It's like a record. No one has ever scored 13 goals in one game.
Never. See, now that
as a matter of fact, the men's soccer team has never scored 13 goals. Add them all up. They've never scored a total of 13 goals. The women did it in one game.
That's...
Well, Dan and Jason, I know that you guys are... Well, you're soccer people, right? I mean, all the way around. It's not just that you watch soccer, but you've been involved with soccer directly for decades. But my problem is that soccer's boring.
Okay, fair enough.
And you just explained why.
Yeah, if one team is scoring 13 goals, that's not very...
Yeah, because you wait around and people are running around and sliding and... You know, clearly they're good athletes, but I just want them to score a goal. Like, whenever I'm watching it, I feel like I never get to see a goal. Maybe if I saw a goal, I'd stick around for the rest of the game. I wouldn't change the channel.
Well, let me just say that as you approach my position in life, watching 22 women run around in shorts, sliding on the ground, can be almost more exciting than you can take.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah. Okay.
Just thought I'd put that out there.
Yeah. Well said, Father. definitely true. Uncle Daryl, the Steamroller.
Just call him Uncle Daryl. It's easy.
Uncle Barrel, do you have any Women's World Cup? Sorry, guys. The bottle of wine is starting to kick in. So, hey-o, we got 44 minutes left.
What are your thoughts about soccer, Dad? I know growing up it wasn't a big thing in our household.
No, I told you if you ever played, I'd kick your ass like a soccer ball.
Why would you? So what's your beef?
I don't know why.
Okay.
Do you have something particularly against soccer? I don't remember you threatening to kick me if I played soccer, but I just don't remember any enthusiasm or any encouragement to play such a game.
Well, you know, it's like a foreigner's game. It's for other countries that don't have football.
Okay.
You know, and they come over this goddamn country and think we're going to be enthused about it. And, you know, there's a few people like your cousin, maybe his father. They kind of like it, but that's all I know of.
And the majority of the human beings on planet Earth, I think.
Yeah, well, outside of the United States of America.
Yeah.
You know what, Dad? You're woke.
I am woke,
man. He's woke. hey, you know, speaking of kicking your son like a soccer ball, let's talk about child abuse, because that's definitely a Father's Day kind of topic.
Oh, child abuse.
Yeah, that's good. I was all over that.
Yeah, well, that's just what I'm thinking. Is like, if you wanted to abuse Uncle Barrel, if you wanted to abuse Joe, I feel like you would think you'd be like, all right, I'm going to go kick him. Wait, no. I can do better than that. Let's see. What can I make for dinner? And then you would, like, give yourself points. You're like, okay, the spread of the barf on the wall is pretty good. I got 5 points for that. But he didn't really... There's not as much splatter as I'd hoping, so yeah, I'm going to call myself
speaking of how Dad would feed me chili and then feed me a chocolate shake, both things I enjoyed a lot, but both things he knew would make me puke immediately.
Yeah. See, that's how he's going to puke.
I thought it was a learning experience.
When my dad, and I'm going to have my dad jump in here, when my dad was really young, like I want to say he wasn't even 30 yet, he was a bowler. He and my mom and his dad and her and his wife, that's not our grandmother. I mean, it's ours, but anyway. They would bowl, right, Dad? You guys bowled over there at the Brunswick Lanes or whatever it's called?
No, it was the Frontier Lanes.
Frontier Lanes, whatever. It's like I'm going to be an expert on what bowling alleys are called. Come on. I'm going to get laid this century. Jesus. Anyway.
How does child abuse tie into
this? I'm going to bring it up. So this was a huge... To me, I'm a little kid, huge ass bowling alley, and they had a an area you go to for to put the kids. Like, kids, go be in here and just like sexually assault each other so we can bowl, right? Because we live in fucking Kansas. That's all we have in life. So I remember one time I just did not want to go. I was like, I don't want to go. And my dad, he wasn't 30 yet, literally punched me in the stomach. I'm talking a body blow. Took the breath right out of me. I could tell he was super frustrated. Now, I brought this up to him a few years later, and he completely denies it. And the thing is I was willing to give him a pass until he denied it. And now I'm thinking about, you know, going to counseling and being on a TV show and just letting it rip because he's denying it.
You said it on the podcast. This is heavy shit here.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to talk about when you ran into the dumpster at the bowling alley.
Yeah, there was that one. That was a different bowling alley, though. I'm not talking about that bowling alley. Was like
some would say he ran into the dumpster. Some would say that his father tossed him into the fucking dumpster. So it's a matter of perspective.
And then there was a time we were roller skating, and this man outweighed me by, let's see, what's 50 into 400? A lot. And we're roller skating, and he just fell down on me. You remember when we had Uncle Daryl and my dad tell the story about Aunt Darlene and the chicken? That was this, but my dad and me. I was the chicken, dad was Aunt Darlene.
Yeah, the sitting on the chicken story. I actually made a list, you guys. By the way, I just want to say I'm sorry, Jason, that when you were a child on roller skates that your dad squished you with his butt. Did you? That's sad.
It turns out I have flexible bones.
Of stories because Dan and Dad have been on the show several times, and there's lots of stories that have been told, and I try to search my memory, and I wanted to give you guys a list of stories that you've already told in case you feel tempted to repeat the same story. Not that anybody listens to this podcast, and it would be great to hear each of you tell these stories, you know, for the 100th time each. But here, let me.
We're really shitting on the dads for Father's Day. Oh, it's not a Father's Day episode, so I guess. Never mind.
Oh man, yeah, we're terrible. But just so you guys know, so just try to avoid these stories. Sitting on chickens.
Yeah.
Frozen turd up the ass.
Yep.
What?
You haven't heard that, Dan? I'm gonna have to tell that.
He's gonna tell the fucking story again.
That's my favorite story in the world.
It's a good story.
It's maybe my favorite story ever.
There's a name for that, isn't there? What is this called, Alaskan Freeway or something?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you got to pay extra for that.
That's called a buttberg.
No, you take a dump in a condom and freeze it. Okay. And it's called an Alaskan Freeway.
Okay.
Google that if you'd like.
I'm not going to.
Okay, so let me continue with my list.
Yeah.
We'll get back to the frozen turd.
Yeah, we will. Okay. So, frozen turd up the ass.
Yeah.
Hand in dog shit.
Mm-hmm.
Hand in human shit, praying that it's dog shit.
Oh, boy.
That story's already been told. Slamming your head against a nail. Slamming your thumb with a hammer. Slamming your nose with the claw of a hammer.
Jeez.
Making me puke with chili and chocolate shake.
Mm-hmm.
Making my brother puke by making me squirt snot out of my nose at the dinner table. That's all I've got on the list. Oh, and Dad standing in the middle of bombs raining down upon him.
Oh yeah, that one. That's a yeah.
Oh yeah, beautiful story.
That's a work one. My dad had a story about the time he sneezed a dinner roll through his nose. Again, he'll deny it completely. But
well, I didn't hear that one. That one sounds like a delight.
And then, Dad, I think you got another one about what's that one? It's the one where that thing happened and you were there. And you did it. I can't remember.
Well, they both told different versions of Dad crashing on skis.
Yeah.
There was a couple of stories where we got to hear both Dan and Dad's version. But yeah, anyway, I thought I'd go through the brief list. If you feel tempted to tell the story, you know what? Fuck it. Go ahead and tell it again.
You can tell the story again.
You left out the infamous biscuit story.
Oh God, yeah, we talked the fable, the myth, the legend Dan, of the biscuit.
Yeah.
Dan did get his revenge for that this reunion.
Wow, there was a lot of closures at this reunion. Yeah.
I was helping him cook breakfast, and he told me to make the bacon, and so I'm over there making bacon. I'm doing the best that I can, you know. I'm really paying attention to it, making sure they're all flat. And he's making waffles over there, and he comes waltzing over and kind of looks over my shoulder, and I just laid some done bacon on the plate, and he picked one up, and I'm glad we're all on spot on this video thing here. So he holds it up to the goddamn light. He's looking at it, you know, he kind of flips it over, then he smells it, and he goes, eh. And he threw it on the plate. And he walked away.
He disapproved.
He didn't say. It looked like it was a disapproval. I was hurt. And wow. It was tough.
I found his bacon to be pedestrian.
The thing is, that's great about that.
Uninspired.
I can totally 100% picture the way Dad walked over. He's kind of bouncing, not really. He's kind of got that sort of like his lower teeth are stuck out, and he's sort of, you know, got his eyebrows furrowed. I mean, I'm 100% can picture my dad. He's like, he's making that kind of noise.
Like you were there.
Yeah, and he picks up the bank and looks at his yeah.
And this is revenge. This is revenge for the moistening of the biscuits.
Yeah,
Dad.
Yeah, I gave him a dirty look because he was spitting on my biscuits. But you know what the hell?
Well, that's your version of the story. Dan says that he dipped his fingers lightly in a cup of water and then made a circular motion on the biscuits to try and help you shape the biscuits for biscuits and gravy. But to you, it looked like somebody like licking their fingers and then, you know, twiddling their nipples. But it was your biscuits.
Hey, you know, that's a great... great segue.
I was making, even on this reunion, I was making biscuits, and I kept Dan away from it because, you know, we had that issue.
Yeah.
And Lucky, the 13th child of the Christ family, walks in, and he picks up one of my biscuits, and he goes, I can't eat this rough son of a bitch. I swear to God.
If only Dan were there to have moistened and smoothened the biscuits, then you would have pleased the 90-year-old disciple of Christ.
Yeah. And then he goes, you got any sandpaper?
Wow. What a fucking indictment.
I was totally just, yeah. It was a tough reunion. It really was.
I can't eat this rough son of a bitch. This bacon here. It seems thick. It's uninspired.
Was that our
pedestrian
standard pedestrian bacon?
Was that Lucky Boy
in your 60s?
Was that Lucky Boy Christ who said that?
Yeah,
he's a card. He's a card.
Dan set him up perfectly, man. I'm telling you.
Did you set that whole thing up? Was that staged, Dan? Because that seems like perfect revenge for the even better than the judgment of the bacon. Like to have an old man come in and be like, "This fucking biscuit sucks."
Oh my goodness! No, I had nothing to do with it.
as far as you know,
whatever are you implying?
All I could say was, well played, sir.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is Lucky Boy Christ, is he the oldest?
Youngest.
No, he's the youngest, yeah.
Oh, he's the youngest of the original 13.
The original.
For our listener, you should understand that the Christ family started with the two original Christs.
Yeah.
And then they begat 13 Christs.
Yeah.
One of which was Jason and I's grandfather.
Yeah.
And Lucky Boy Christ is the youngest of those.
He was number 13, so they called him Lucky. I mean, that's 100% makes sense. Yeah.
That's really the story, huh?
Yeah. We refer to them as the apostles.
Yeah, because there's 13 of them. What was it he said? He said, if I wanted it this rough, I'd find a rest stop in Nebraska. No, that's not what he said. No, I would hang out in a rest stop in Nebraska. That's what Yeah. Speaking of licking your fingers and tweaking your nipples, I wanted to ask you that, Joe. When you tweak your nipples, do you lick your fingers? No, that's not actually what I wanted to ask. Do you older two have? There's three fathers here in this foursome, right? Dude.
Yeah.
So Joe, you can't participate in this part. Sorry, dude. Go. You know what? Unprotected sex, dude. You're married now. You're allowed. Be a motherfucker. Come on, man. Step up. Anyway.
I am a motherfucker, so.
That's true. We established that a few episodes ago. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Do you guys have any plans for Father's Day? I mean, like, it's like your kids aren't there, and fuck it. Why do you need to relax more? You're both retired, but you got any thing you're going to do because you've got the excuse to do it?
Well, I'm going to have dinner out on the deck. Your mother's going to prepare ribs and potato salad and baked beans.
Ugh.
Oh, and corn on the cob.
See, hey, this is where Oedipal complexes come from, for Christ's sake. Jesus!
What's wrong, Jason?
Ribs, potato salad? I said,
yeah.
This is where Oedipal complexes come from, for Christ's sake. I made a pun. And then I said, Jesus.
Oedipal complex. I love it.
Because it's edible and also Oedipal. You see how much is going on here? There's just layers to this. I'm half a bottle of wine.
That was brilliant. My brain got scrambled. It got hit with so much at once, I could barely handle it.
Yeah, me too. So double barrel steamroller, what about you?
Well, if I leave now, I can get to Dan's house for a good meal.
It does sound really good. And it was made clear to me, and this was on the Mother's Day episode, that, well, Jason and I both agree that perhaps the best potato salad is what we called it.
Yeah.
Potato salad, the best in the world, is made by Nancy.
Yeah.
Very true, yes.
And this isn't one of those things where it's like every guy's like, oh, my mom's food's the best. No. My mom's a shit cook. Okay, that's not true. She's actually pretty good. I wanted to be ironic.
Oh, man.
No, she's actually, I mean, she's no Gordon Ramsay, but I actually have pissed her off enough that she did curse at me in the kitchen, and she totally Gordon Ramsay'd that shit right there. She's got what it takes. But her potato salad, I'm telling you, I'll put it up against any potato salad in the world.
For her potato salad, it's potato. No, hold on a second. Potato salad by Nancy Christ.
That's what it was, yeah. It's pretty good. She got it from her mother, who got it from her mother. So it's like it passes down through the female side, just like being a Jew does. So that's why I call it my Jew potato salad. I don't do that. It's a lie. I completely just.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. I am also a father, and so I get to do whatever I want. And so what I'm going to do is abandon my family. I'm going on an epic beer walk where I start from my house, and I walk for an hour, and I have a beer. And then I walk for an hour, and I have a beer. And I do that until about 24 or 25 miles, and two donuts are complete. And then I go home, and I pass out. And so that's what I'm going to do.
Beer walk. You've told me about that before.
Oh, it's such a... Now, where my dad lives, he would have to walk for more than an hour to stop at a bar. And you definitely have to work more than an hour to stop at more than one bar. And I think, if I recall, where Uncle Steam Barrel Double Danger lives, there's quite a few places you could stop and have yourself a little, right? I mean.
Yeah, Dad, you could do a beer walk, right?
I could do a beer walk and have a beer about every 5 minutes.
Yeah. So let's say that you did do that.
It takes me longer to drink the beer.
Would you try to pace yourself? Would you start off with some 3-2 beers, maybe, you know, work your way up to some Mexican beers and then get the good stuff? I mean, what would be your beer walk strategy?
Well, I wouldn't buy any grocery beer.
Okay.
That's
no
what
grocery
I call
beer.
It, you know, 3-2 beer. You can buy at a grocery store, but where I live now, they have upgraded to where you can actually get real beer at a grocery store.
Okay.
So
if you ran out of bars, you could head into a grocery store and
that's correct.
Go ahead and grab yourself a decent beer from the grocery store. Just
you
to
you
keep
grab the
flowers.
Beer, and I've done this. You grab the beer from the grocery store, you go out to the smoking area by the dumpster, and there's usually a bum there that you share your beer with, and you have a good time.
That sounds pretty cool, actually. Like, that would be a... Yeah. I would do that on Twitch. I'm going to do that on Twitch. I'm going to be the guy who goes to the grocery store and shares a beer with a bum. on Twitch.
It's funny. I was thinking of Behind the Dumpster. I think about that a lot just because that's where smokers are welcome.
Yeah.
That's the new smoking lounge is behind a dumpster. Yeah. Wherever I am, I know that if I could just find a dumpster that I can actually slink behind, I'll be welcome there. And I'll probably find another couple of smokers there.
Yeah.
They'll say hi to me. But we were earlier... Say to what, Dad?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, it was just 5 years ago that you could smoke in front of the dumpster without offending people.
That's right.
Yeah, times
and sometimes
changed.
There were milk crates so you could sit down in front of the dumpster.
I remember the good old days.
Yeah. Or a pallet.
And if it was cold, you could start a dumpster fire, hop in the dumpster, and all huddle around the burning garbage.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up because the way I heard the story about when Jason was at the bowling alley and his dad pummeled him and then threw him in the dumpster, there was a fire right after that.
Yeah.
And my brother still won't admit it.
Yeah, and that explains my premature baldness. Burnt all my hair off. I was
so
five.
So let me get this straight. See, the story keeps changing. So now it's Dan beats the shit out of his small child.
Yeah.
Yes.
Throws that small child in the dumpster and then lights his head on fire.
That's
starting
right.
a dumpster
the whole
fire
dumpster.
With.
Yeah.
And then the whole dumpster goes up in flames.
And then he walked off with a Marlboro.
Like a fucking monster in a horror movie.
Yeah.
In flames.
Yeah. And then he walks That's off the with a Marlboro between two fingers and bowls a 273.
.274.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. What was your average when you were a bowler? It was about .230, .240, somewhere in there, right?
God, .160.
Mom was the bowler.
No shit.
Yeah. And that passes down
only
through...
Over 200s. Right on.
My brother is also a kick-ass bowler. And where we grew up is the bowling center of like skill, like all the good bowlers come from Wichita, Kansas. They don't stay there because they get a bit of cash and like fuck this place. But that's where we grew up. So my mom was a good bowler. My brother was a good bowler. Granddad was pretty good bowler. Dad, is that right?
Yes, he was very good.
Yeah,
I feel like Dad and I could break 100 together if you combine the scores.
Yeah.
But how about you, Jason? Can you bowl?
I can bowl. I'm a Brooklyn bowler. I put no curve on the ball. I'm a consistent 120, which will get me nowhere. Nothing. I was in a few bowling leagues though. There was a bowling alley near my house at the time. It's been destructed,
demolished.
Thanks, guys. Demolished. But at the time, it was go hang out bowling alley. I think you guys can all agree with me. Bowling alley. Grilled cheese sandwiches are the best grilled cheese sandwiches you can get, right? They're just the right amount of greasy, the right amount of grilled, right amount of cheese.
I never thought of that, but
yeah.
Searching back into my memory, every grilled cheese that I've had at a bowling alley, and I think there's been quite a few, it's been delicious every time.
Yeah.
I wanted to explain to you guys, I think about behind the dumpster, just because often I smoke behind dumpsters, but earlier today, Jason and I were trying to come up with... different names, because when we do random episodes, we come up, well, our first name, I think we're like, okay, it's JBC, there's no theme, so it's JBC Unplugged, and we're like, oh,
that sucks,
whatever, that sucks. I think we for a while we called them bareback episodes.
Bareback
mountain.
Do you guys know what bareback means, you old dads? I don't know if you're into
it. Yeah.
I don't know if you know all this.
lingo. I'm very familiar with bareback.
All right, cool. All right, I just want to make sure. All right, go ahead. Sorry, Joe.
Oh, well, that's Sixers okay, but we came thing. Up. What did you say, Dan?
Navy.
I don't know what happened, but all I heard was Navy. So I don't know what you said before that. But I think
was
we're
laughing
good.
Because Skype got in our way again.
Yes.
You know what? A little bit. I'm going to do a bit about that because Skype has been letting us down.
Skype's a motherfucker. Yeah.
And that's but anyway, here's some of the names that we came up with for random episodes.
Okay, go for it.
So we had bareback, and then you had said naked and raw. JBC naked and fearless.
Yeah.
JBC Spitball.
Yeah.
And then it just started getting weird. at JBC, bare-assed and unlubed.
Yep.
JBC, tits out and shimmying.
Yep.
JBC, wieners in the wind.
And these are all ways of describing us not having a theme. When we have a theme, when we have a theme, our wieners are not in the wind. They're safely tucked in. They are protected by the theme. Like the theme could be, that's for right. example, Pokemon. And it's like, hey, is your dick flapping? Nope. It's safe behind the Pokemon.
Secured.
Yeah.
Yeah. So JBC wieners in the wind. JBC flaccid and flapping.
Yeah.
JBC crowdsourcing our colonoscopies.
Uh huh. Because you're really vulnerable, right? When you're having a colonoscopy.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But we're out there with the public. We're like, hey, everybody participate. Just send in your vote. Tell the proctologist, no, go left. It's all cool.
I think then we just started to see who could make up the weirdest thing to type.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, JBC armpit farting in church. Mm-hmm. JBC yammering in goof town. Mm. That's just silly. Anyway, so it's a random episode. We don't know what to call them. So I guess we'll just call it a random episode. Random with dads this time.
Rando dads. Speaking of random dads, so you guys, I feel like Joe and I, we credit the two of you with our, what we say, our sense of humor and our sense of creativity and our sense of really dressing terribly. So I was just wondering, what do you guys think about that? You're a couple of creative guys, right? I mean, you've not had creative jobs. Your jobs have been, what's the word I'm looking for? Boring, but you're creative dudes, so... I mean, what do you think about that? I'm just going to throw it out there, put you on the spot, talk.
Well, I'll start. I've always felt that one of my core strengths was creativity, because I made a career in a high-tech job barely being able to spell an ad, and that takes creativity.
It sure does. Yeah. So there you go.
So, yeah, I always thought of myself as creative.
Yeah.
Well, and you'd – because you, you're the creator of Mr. T.
That's true. Yes, Mr. T.
That's pretty high-tech stuff.
Tell me that story. I forgot it.
Well, I've always lived by the policy that you should recreate yourself every day. And I can't take credit for that because a witness protection Mr. T. Oh, actually, I didn't create that. It was. I think it was like Saturday Night Live, the Mr. T.
Oh, T E A, Mr. T.
Yeah, Mr. T.
Oh, I thought you were talking about that guy with the mohawk. And actually, I learned the other day it's not a mohawk; it's something else. No disrespect, Mr.
Well,
T. Is Mr. T still alive? What's he look like right now?
Mr. T is still alive, but Mr. T is an apparatus where you pour boiling water into it, and then the water goes into a cup, and if you put tea in that cup, it makes a perfect cup of tea every time.
Every time.
Yeah, hey, and some would say, isn't that just a fucking funnel? And then, you know, no. That would be too simple. Mr. T is a high-tech item.
Did you know he was on Dancing with the Stars? I didn't know that.
Mr. T?
Yeah.
Did he take all the chains off? Seems like they would be hindering.
Know. I'll Google that next. You want to know his real name is? You want to know Mr. T's real name is? What he was born as?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Lawrence Turode.
Ah.
And this is going to really freak you out, Uncle Daryl Barrel steam stuff. He was born in 1952.
Daryl wasn't.
I know, but I'm just saying it was close.
That was so close, I missed it by a year.
Well, I was just going to say, I was about to chime in with the real year, and then I realized I don't know the real year of my father's birthday, so I shut up, but now the cat's out of the bag.
Hold on now, Dad. It must be
53. You just said it was 1 year off.
That's correct.
Oh.
All right.
I know Dad was that much older. Okay.
Look, Mr. T is your contemporary.
Mr. T is older than my uncle. That You know what? If I had already come up with a great name for this episode, which was Smooth Biscuits, I would call this episode Mr. T's Older Than My Uncle.
Yeah, not by much, but yeah,
not,
I didn't realize.
And in parentheses, not by much. Joe, you're a genius.
Well, okay. I wonder if Skype has been causing us as many problems on this episode as it has recently. Can I give you guys a couple of examples?
Yeah, let's do that.
Of how Skype has messed up my joke. So all on one episode, Skype kept cutting out right when I was trying to say something funny. Now, once you hear these things, I think maybe as I put this together, I realized that none of this is funny, but who cares? So we were talking about, well, you'll hear it. I wanted to say, I was talking about pants and I was talking about boners and Skype cut out. So play the clip for me, Jason, that is called Fuck Pants.
Okay. Here goes.
Look, boners are unpredictable anyway, right? When you're a teenager, you have a boner like 75% of the time. And I was wearing fuck pants. So, like, I think back and cringe because I'm like, how many boners were apparent? Okay, now you hear that? It hurt. It sounded like I said, hey, and I was wearing fuck pants. That is not what I said. And so the story didn't come through clearly. So what I did was I tried to dub in what it should have sounded like. I tried to make it sound real as if it was, you know, if I were editing the show. But here's it. Play the clip
can
that says
you walk
sweatpants.
Us through it?
Play the clip that
look,
says sweatpants.
Are...
I fixed it. Unpredictable anyway, right? When you're a teenager, you have a boner like 75% of the time. And I was wearing
sweatpants.
So, like, I think back and cringe because I'm like, how many boners were apparent?
Skills.
Yeah, see, so I fixed it. That's where the joke was supposed to land. Here, let me give you another example here.
JBC,
there was,
motherfucker.
Yeah. Well, I was also telling a story about my dog. Here, hit dog smells balls.
They got my man essence on their hands. Nothing they can do about it. Nothing. Wow. Yeah.
Well, and what you just said with my dog barking in the background reminds me of the time that my dog smelled like my... Now, my dog didn't smell my balls. My dog smelled like my balls one day. And, see, it cut out, and of course, you didn't laugh. If you would have heard it, you might not have laughed anyway. But anyway, I fixed it. Play the clip called Balls!
I will. They got my man essence on their hands. Nothing they can do about it. Nothing. Yeah.
Well, and what you just said with my dog barking in the background reminds me of the time that my dog smelled like my balls. Now, my dog didn't smell my balls. My dog smelled like my balls one day.
You should get a job where they do that professionally somewhere.
Yeah, just dubbing stuff in like that.
Dubbing stuff, yeah.
Dubbing. Anyway, so there's just one more. There's this one. Here, play the clip that says "No Cha."
Okay.
One of his songs is fucking crazy, though, right?
No, one of his songs is "Fuck You," and he does have that funny
voice.
Oh
yeah, but he also does "Crazy." See, I was mixing two songs, and then suddenly I was Axl Rose.
Right. All right. This one's gonna be tough. Okay.
Okay. See, that makes no sense at all. Axl Rose, in case anybody doesn't know, Axl Rose is known for "Moo," and he's known for "Aye Aye," and he's also known for "Cha," which is what we call the half sneeze. And during this clip, Axl Rose came up, and I tried to put in a "Cha" in a funny place, but Skype kicked the "Cha" out of the audio. So now I put the "Cha" back in. So put in or play me with "Cha." One of his songs is fucking crazy, though, right?
No, one of his songs is "Fuck You," and he does have that funny voice.
Oh, yeah, but he also does "Crazy." See, I was mixing two songs, and then suddenly I was Axl Rose. All right.
I don't have my welcome to the jungle button anymore.
Yeah. Anyway, so I thought I would fix those things every time.
Well, good job, Joe. Those are fixed. I think that given the technology we have at our hands, the amount of work we don't do on this podcast is gleaming.
Well, if Skype keeps on letting us down, I think that we should explore other options. Or not.
Or not. Because, probably not.
Because who cares?
Yeah, I'm probably too lazy. So we got about 10 minutes left in the show in our non-Father's Day Random Dads episode. Dads, anything coming up that you guys want to talk about? Like, I don't know, hockey shit or something?
Well, I do have one thing that I wanted to provide for this podcast, if that's all right. So it has to do with the weather we've been having lately, and we were, you know, my brother and I, we were in northeastern Oklahoma, which is underwater. I've never seen a place so drenched in my life, and I left California where it was also just rained for a solid month. And so anyhow, being the kind of concerned person that I am, I'm just curious, what if we have to build another ark?
Mm.
I mean, seriously, can you imagine how tough that would be to start with? Everything is metric now, so cubits are right out.
Yeah.
A conversion's going to be a bitch. And forget about just chopping down trees and building the damn thing, because Greenpeace will be all over you. And the materials are going to cost a friggin' fortune, and even if you got Amazon Prime, you know, it's going to be a murder. Oh, and here's a real roadblock. Can you imagine how many permits you're going to have to pull to build this damn thing? The ADA requirements alone are going to cost a fortune. And if that isn't enough, think about this. Two of each animal? No, not in this century. That's not going to cut it. We're going to need lots more to cover all the possibilities, if you know what I'm talking about. And where the hell are we going to find a cross-dressing platypus, for Christ's sake? I have no idea. So anyhow, this is just the stuff that keeps me up at night, and I worry about it, and that's it.
So here's...
You know what? I had a feeling you would bring up, like, a gender-neutral platypus.
Yeah, so did I.
It was it was coming together in my mind as you told the story, and there
really?
It is. Cross-dressing platypus. I knew it. I saw it coming, man. That was easy.
It's so true. The apple doesn't fall from the tree. It's like I'm thinking to myself, we have listeners who are not what you would call cis or heterosexual, whatever, and we love them to pieces. And I just knew it's like, here he comes. My dad's going to offend somebody. This is great. This is why I have a dad. He says the things that I want to say, but I can't say because I'm woke. So,
well, I'm glad I took out, I put in the platypus and took out the dyke duck, because that would have been.
That would really offend some people. Oh, well, I think it's great.
I cut that from the bit. So,
what is like the pass you get on that, Dad? Is this is legitimately true? It's like you're talking about something that's so stupidly fictional that anything you do in it to insult a particular group of people it takes the sting out of it, because it's like, I mean, I'm sure there is somewhere in the world there is a transvestite transsexual. Furry, who is also a Christian, and who is like, wait a minute, are you making fun of Ark 2? You're an asshole. But that one person probably isn't going to be auditing your taxes at the IRS. I'm imagining, if you're lucky, you'll never
furries
go to the grocery store where they're bagging
seriously,
groceries.
Especially if they're dressed up like Daffy Dyke.
Well, you know, I did a quick assessment of my typical audience, and if I lose the entire cross-dressing platypus crowd, it's not going to hurt my sales that much. I'll lose a little revenue, but not that much.
Yeah. It's not enough for you to abandon your integrity, am I right?
That's right. I'm that's a man right. of my word.
Yes, you're a man of your word. Speaking of platypi, is it platypuses, platypi, platypossum? Platypus. What's the plural?
Platypussies.
Platypussies. Speaking of platypussies, Uncle Daryl, do you have anything that you want to?
Oh man!
What did he say?
He's It's a plat of pussies. It's a plate full of vaginas. Hey-o, everybody.
Jeez.
Good night.
Hey. And this next one's coming out for the last person we haven't insulted in Eastern Timor. Hey, good knock, knock, knock.
I can see it now. I actually went to my barber, who's like a pillar of the LGBT community in Davenport, Iowa. And she happily shaved my head today, and we had a pleasant conversation. The next time I go in, she's just going to look at me sternly and point at the fucking door.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah. We're not. Well, anyway. So Uncle Berylstein, what's his other name? Uncle on the Edge? Stuff, Turdberg, Turd Stabber. What are your thoughts on?
Did you just put turd into his nickname?
Well, he sat on a frozen turd, poor guy. I don't mean that as an insult. It's
Oh, but we do need to hear the frozen turd story.
Do we? Okay.
That one bears repeating.
It does. Okay, we've got 4 minutes left. Uncle Beryl Daryl.
It's only a 3.5 minute story.
Perfect. Then we have a few minutes after that to
wrap it up.
Yeah.
Turds, frozen. Yes. So let me think about this. Where does it begin? I used to work in construction, wiring houses, and it was usually just colder than shit out, you know. And there's no windows. You're just kind of in there pulling wire and freezing to death, and you got all these freaking clothes on, trying to survive the day. And, of course, there's no toilets around, but there are these nice little porta-potties that were out there on the job sites that you have to use. So, anyway, I got to go. So, I go out there to this porta-potty, and I got all these goddamn clothes on. So, I just go in, I shut the door, and I kind of turn around. I'm starting to take off my overalls and my, 10 pairs of underwear and all this crap, and everything's down around my freaking ankles. And I sit down, and something pokes me right up the asshole, right up the asshole. And I jump back up, and I spin around, and the last guy that took a shit in that porta potty that was completely full just laid a turd right on top of the full tank on that frickin' porta potty, and it was sticking up above the seat by about 2 inches. Frozen solid at a point. And if you don't understand why it's at a point, that's why your turds taper, so your butthole doesn't slap shut.
That's right.
And so I sat on a frozen turd, and I had somebody else's turd go up my butt while I was trying to take a shit.
So a frozen turd pushed your warm turd further up your butt when you were trying to get it out of your ass.
That's correct. That is correct.
I want to know, how did this guy put like the Dairy Queen swirl on top of his turd at the end of his task?
Okay, I can explain that. Sometimes there's actual human beings on construction sites.
No.
People that really don't want to sit down on a seat of a porta potty because they're filthy anyway, even in good condition. So,
and your ass cheeks would freeze to the seat, perhaps.
And he was probably smart enough to look to see that the damn thing was full anyway. And so he had to go, and he probably just kind of hovered over and let one drop on top, and that's how it happened.
But don't you think he could have done the rest of the turds like a lawn dart?
No, he should have done a courtesy, topple or something. I mean, come on.
Just slap the turd over
to
make sure it doesn't freeze and go up somebody's ass as a courtesy, Alaskan freeway.
As a courtesy, what you're saying, Jason, as a courtesy, when you lay your turd on top of a bunch of other frozen turds, it would be nice to take the point off of it for the next poor bastard.
Yeah, I think so. That's it took us a long time to figure out put the seat down. We did that. And I don't think it's that much of a leap to be like, knock your frozen turds over, guys. Knock them over.
What if he couldn't knock it over, though? Maybe if it froze immediately, at that point you got to take out like a nail file and just, round it off.
He's at a construction site. Go get the jackhammer. I don't know. Come on. There's got to be a tool around there somewhere.
It wasn't it wasn't as rough as one of my biscuits, but it was pretty painful.
It was a robust turd. It wasn't a pedestrian, uninspired turd.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I can definitely see some guy standing up, turning around, going, "Whoa, that needs to be saved. That is a monument to my manhood." I mean, seriously, come on, guys. I have definitely sat down and gone to the bathroom and in the middle thought, okay, I'm going to look at this when I'm done. And boy, I am looking forward to what I'm about to see because this has been amazing. So,
I actually pooped a big old turd and it went into the shape of a question mark. This actually happened. I look down and you can see the top of the question mark, and that's fine. It's just floating there. And then a smaller bit of turd floated by and completed the question mark. And it, of course, right then I said, "What?"
Jesus Christ. It's better than a fortune cookie. You don't need to read tea leaves. Just read your turd shape. Wow, what a shitty episode. Moment. Oh man. Thanks everybody.
Any closing thoughts? Anyone? I guess not. That's it. The question mark turd just
How long does a turd have to be to make a question?
Jesus. See, that's the thing. It was in the shape of my large intestine. It just came out and retained the shape of my entire lower intestinal tract.
You must eat a lot of fiber. You got a lot of... I can't believe I'm saying this. You got a lot of connectivity in there.
Yeah, you know.
I think there's a rule that your turd shouldn't be any longer than a hard-on.
Yeah, because,
you know...
That is one short turd.
If you... Yeah. No, it's because there's a possibility your turd...
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, if your turd is longer than a hard-on, then when some guy sits on it in a frozen potty potty, it's going to change his marital status. Poor Kai.
Exactly.
And... Okay. Yeah, I am literally going to put on the show notes, "Hey, everybody, if you don't like talking about shit, stop at minute 55, because that's when it turns.
That's when the shit goes down.
That's when the shit goes down.
Jason, did you get the link I sent you?
No, but I'll grab it here. Should I put it on the show, or?
Well, you can if you'd like. It's
Are
just,
you sending me pictures
know, really
of Mila Kunis?
Because conversation we're having, but...
No, I didn't. But did you send it to me?
I put it in a chat, a Skype chat.
Oh, Skype. Okay, I was looking at the Gmail.
You guys, I just had a revelation. I understand now why the man who laid the frozen turd that went up Dad's ass, he didn't knock the turd over, nor did he try to change it in any way. Because think about it. If you would have achieved that straight up frozen turd, I think you just probably would have admired it and then walked away with a smile on your face. And that's what happened. And he didn't think about how it might affect anybody else's butthole.
You know what I'm thinking, Joe? He had to have, instead of going Dairy Queen style with the roundness, he probably just slowly lifted his buttocks in the air as it came out. He's done this before. This was a hit turd. This was definitely a hit turd. Right? He was trying to take someone out.
A serial turdist.
But actually, no, the physics of it, Dad was right. He was hovering far above the seat, and it dropped in and stuck into the frozen turd.
Oh, man.
I think we could call this street shart.
Yeah, call what's-his-name Banksy and see what he's got to say about it. Oh, boy. I can't see your chat, Dad, so I don't know what the link is. I'll have to figure it out later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Unless it's poop-related.
Well, Dad, you didn't really say what you were going to do for Father's Day. Do you have plans? You're not going to go to Dan's house to get a good meal, are you? You can get a good meal at your house with Terry Christ.
Maybe I'll. I did make a new fire pit. Dan, you tried it out.
Oh, it's a thing of beauty. It was lovely.
Dan's going to make a phone app.
All right, guys.
Makes kind of electronic.
Joey, go ahead and shout something. I'll hit stop.
All right.
Happy Father's Day!